The following program was previously recorded.
Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm Mike Hogan, your local host. Thanks so much for spending a little time with us today. We do appreciate it. As you're well aware, there's been a pandemic, and that's impacted live performances all over the country, much less in the city of Omaha. But the Omaha Community Playhouse this year has come up with a model that seems to work. Everybody stays safe, and everybody can really enjoy these musical productions. Jim Bogus, who is a co-music director for Don't Stop Me Now, a celebration of rock musicals, which opened August 28th, is with me now. Thanks, Jim, so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
This has been a fantastic model. Can you talk about what the Omaha Community Playhouse is doing and how people can come out and enjoy a night of good quality entertainment?
Absolutely. I'll cut to the chase. I won't tell you about, you know, what made us plan this. But we did realize that we had a great big huge parking lot. And so we built a stage outside, and we have room for, I think the parking lot capacity is around 200 cars. So, but what we do is we, each car is parked a space away from the next car. And
like a checkerboard, if you're looking at it from above.
Yes, a checkerboard. So that, and also the rows are staggered. You know, so that no car is directly behind the car in front of them. Then the space that is to the driver's side, that car can use as their space to set up chairs or umbrellas or food or whatever they want. You know, so that they've got room to move around, and then they're still a safe distance away because the next car is right next door, and you can't use the passenger side of that car. You can only use the driver's side. So. We go that way. So we have a safe, socially distanced outdoor event, and we've had a great response to it. It's just been going terrific, and the whole staff of the Omaha Community Playhouse is working on it. For the last two shows, I was parking cars, got to be pretty good at it. But from the box office to everybody comes down and helps. You know, so we're all in this together, which is pretty cool.
And with this particular show, Don't Stop Me Now, a celebration of rock musicals, we're looking at all those great musicals from the Jersey Boys to Jesus Christ Superstar, Rock of Ages, Hair, Dreamgirls. There's so much going on there. How did you come to select these particular shows?
Well, actually, the show itself was the idea of Billy McGuigan. Who does Rave On every year for us, the Buddy Holly Show, and Yesterday and Today, and Pop Rock Orchestra, and he's just a great musician and a great guy. Anyway, he came up with the idea, and he thought, God, it's the Playhouse. Why don't we use rock songs from Broadway musicals? So he made a huge list, right? A huge list. And so we ran it through, like, the box office and marketing, and I got it, and Kimberly, our artistic director, got it, and Katie got it, and we narrowed it down to what we thought would be a really good and varied evening of about 90 minutes, you know, and it just so happened that we got the songs, and so we had just had season auditions. And so we contacted six local singers that we thought were magnificent, and they are. And we got together about 2.5 weeks ago, Monday, was our first rehearsal. The singers learned 30 songs. We had two band rehearsals, and then a dress rehearsal, and then we opened.
That's fabulous. Talk about turning that around pretty quick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was like, you know, it was crazy for a while there.
I'll bet it was.
Well, it was nutty.
What's been your favorite part of putting this together?
Working with the singers. That's basically what I did. I taught the singers the songs. Matthew did the charts. Billy did some of the charts. But Matthew's at the keyboard, and he's conducting it, and then I'm the MC. But these singers are just so wonderful. I mean, they're each and every one of them is just a unique individual talent. They're all Playhouse graduates. They've done shows with us before indoors, but this is the first time that they've been outside in a sort of a rock concert atmosphere, and they have taken the bull by the horns and just gone to town. And I love sitting there as the MC and watching them perform every night. It's just a thrill, and I love how the audience reacts. They clap, they honk, they dance, they just have a heck of a good time. It's great. They bring their kids.
It's a night filled with fun and entertainment and toe tap and songs. 7 o'clock p.m. Wednesdays through Saturdays, 6 p.m. on Sundays from now through September 20th. If you're looking for information, you can go to omahaplayhouse.com. He's the co-music director along with Matthew McGuigan. This is Jim Bogus joining us today. Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, it was such a pleasure. I hope people come see it. It's one of a kind. Don't miss it.